Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
I'm Tim Estes, head coach of Santana Sultans. Santana plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome back, Coach John Contreras. Braden Soprano with you until 11 o'clock. A reminder, tomorrow night we'll be at it, 7 o'clock at El Camino High School. It'll be Valley Center taking on the El Camino Wildcats. We'll have it for you both on 97.3 The Fan and our radio.com app. And don't forget tomorrow, we got our afternoon show, 12 to 3, if everything goes right. Former Charger and now current ESPN broadcaster Ryan Leaf. Not only going to be on the program tomorrow, but more than likely going to join me in studio. I invited Ryan in. Braden and I invited him in a couple of days ago. And if everything goes well with his flight, he will join us in studio. Also want to remind everyone, this portion of the show brought to you by our good friends at the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation. Get ready for Heart Month by registering your teens 12 to 25 for a free heart screening on February 9th. Visit epsavealife.org/thefan. And again, 12 to 25, it's absolutely free. Take advantage of it. And each and every time we have these heart screenings, we find two or three youngsters or young adults that need a little extra care. So it could save a life and has saved a life. So there you have it. Okay, our next guest, very excited about having this gentleman on. We all is high school addicts for sports. We love to look at his rankings and to cuss and discuss from time to time. You know, there's no perfect rating system, but this one now seems to be perfect. According to, you talk to a lot of the coaches, a lot of the administrators, this is the rankings that they use. It's calpreps.com, and joining us right now from calpreps.com, Ned Freeman. And Ned, welcome. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about the history of Cal Preps and how you got into doing this rating system, because it's not only taken over San Diego and Southern California, this is something that you do nationally, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, well, we went national in 2003. We covered just California in 2001 and 2002. And then we just tried to expand it out in 2003 and just noticed that there was basically a site similar to ours for pretty much every state. And we realized that just by aggregating, we could kind of just, you know, work off the backs of, you know, take advantage of what a lot of other people were doing and just compile it all. And that's what we started doing in 2003. And yeah, we've been doing that for a long time now.
Hey, Ned, let me ask you this. And, you know, you've got this formula, and I'm not even going to begin to even touch on that, because even if you did explain it, I wouldn't understand it. Okay, you're way ahead of me on that. But, you know, I'm amazed by a couple of things. Number one, I'm amazed when I go to your website, and your website's incredible, and the way you guys update it, it's so timely. I mean, how do you get these scores on a Friday night so quickly to where you can update the rankings late Friday night or at the latest early Saturday morning? It's like amazing.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's definitely not something that we could do by ourselves. It's just taking advantage of a lot of work that a lot of people are doing across the country. You know, a lot of it's from Associated Press, just score lists or newspapers, score lists from different states. You know, every state's a little bit different. California is actually pretty much the hardest state, really, because they're prior to us getting involved, and there wasn't a source that you could go to and just, hey, I'm going to go get the California scores from there. You know, so we had to sort of piece that together from, you know, 15, 20 different sources. But fortunately, if that was the case for 50 states, you know, it would be an impossible task. But fortunately, for most of the states, there's just, you know, it's one-stop shopping. We can just go to, you know, minnesotascores.com and collect all those, and go to the Wyoming State Association site and collect all those scores, or what have you. So it's just, you know, aggregating a lot of stuff, and then some of it we have to kind of originate ourselves. But I guess the way I describe it is it's not as overwhelming as it probably looks from the outside. It probably seems like, how can you get scores for 16,000 teams? But it's not quite as bad as it probably looks to you guys. So,
hey, we're visiting with Ned Freeman from CalPreps.com. Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, how did you get into this? I mean, were you a guy that loved high school football? Did you play high school football? How'd you get into this?
Great question. No, I did not play high school football. I played high school basketball, but I've always, you know, I started at the age of 10, actually, with the concept of power ratings.
Uh-huh.
Back then it was, you know, just with the NFL or the NBA, just messing around with a computer. I got my own computer with my own paper route money when I was 10. And that's just what has always driven me, was I have the passion to just figure out who's really good. Cause I remember as even at that age, I remember being able, like, picking up a newspaper and looking at the standings of the NFL, for example, and seeing, you know, this team's 4-0, this other team's 3-1, and maybe some other team's 2-2, but that I know that they've played a much tougher schedule than the team that's 4-0. And I figured there's got to be some way to sort of mess with those numbers and figure out who's actually better among those teams. And it's just what's always driven me. It's kind of my life's project, and I'm 50, so I've been doing that for 40 years. I've been messing with power ratings, and so it started with college and pro stuff, but then it was like I said, in 2001 is when I sort of realized that, you know, pro sports and college sports are so well covered, and I just, at that time, there really wasn't anything national for high school sports. It was just a very local niche kind of coverage for high school sports. And so that's where Eric Matty from LA Times, Eric and I kind of got this idea of, you know, what if we just tried to cover California for football? And then, like I said, we did that for a year or two, and then just said, hey, let's try the whole country. And it's grown from there. So
we're visiting with Ned Freeman from CalPreps.com. Hey, Ned, the only thing I wanted to ask you about the formula. In your formula, do you still have point differential up to X amount of points?
Yeah. So first of all, not to correct you, but I wouldn't use the word formula. A formula kind of gives the impression of, you know, that we're going to weigh what your win-loss record is, 30%, and then your opponent's strength, this percent, and all that kind of stuff. It's not a formula like that. It's just a process where we basically just go through all the scores. So that's a lot, because, you know, 16,000 teams playing, say 10 games each. That would be 80,000 scores roughly. But I have software that kind of sifts through all that and just compares. Hey, this team beat this, you know, A beat B by 10 maybe, and then B beat C by 10. Excuse me, B beat C by 10. So that gives you information about how maybe A would stack up against C, or, you know, just things like that. But it obviously on just a grand scale of 16,000 teams. But it's a process where the program just sifts through all those numbers and tries to figure out how everyone falls in comparison to each other. I don't know if that's a great way to explain it, but it's not really a formula per se. But yes, absolutely. Point differential is a crucial factor, and I know that's on Braden's show. I think that's a different show than this one, but I've listened to Braden and Chris, and they've talked a lot about that, and that it is an essential aspect, because, you know, just to give a simple example of that, again, taking the A versus B and B versus C thing, if all you knew about a season was that A beat B 50-3, and then I'll do it with teams. It's easier.
Okay.
So the 49ers beat the Raiders 50-3. Okay. And then the 49ers beat the Rams 17-16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So So if we're trying to compare the two teams that have lost to the 49ers, obviously any human being is going to be able to realize that, you know, that those are two very different results. One, and it's not that the system, this is a misnomer. People think that that if you use margin of victory, you're encouraging people to run up the score. That's absolutely not what we're doing, because there's a cutoff point where we're not even looking at that anymore. But, but there's, it's absolutely relevant. And I know you guys know, as sports fans, that if you, you know, if you watch a game, you know, if somebody, difference between squeaking by someone and then controlling the game against someone and sort of dominating, imposing your will, you know, those are two very different things. And it gives you much more information about the team. So if I have that example of the one blowout and the one close win, obviously, if that's all we knew, we would have other scores to compare as well, of course, in that scenario. But if that's all we knew, then we're going to, you know, lean towards the fact that the team that got blown out is probably not as strong as the team that almost beat the 49ers in that example, right? So margin of victory is crucial and gives you, you know, a lot of information. And so if you throw that out, you're making your product a worse product, which is something that obviously I don't want to do. And so when I'm asked to do that, I've been asked many times, hey, can you do some non-margin ratings for us? And I always decline, because I'm not going to have my name on something that I don't believe in. And you just simply can't have as good a product if you're willfully throwing away information that you always have to use any information you can. So if you're just intentionally getting rid of some of it, you're going to have a weaker product. So,
well, that's a great description, Ned. I appreciate that. We're visiting with Ned Freeman from CalPreps.com, and Braden Soprenant wants to jump in here. He's got a question or two for you as well.
Hey, Ned, it's Braden Soprenant. First of all, appreciate you reaching out on the email. I saw your email. I got really excited because, you know, I really enjoy your website, CalPreps, as a big high school football fan. And I know a lot of people here at 97.3 The Fan that have kids that play high school football are on that website religiously. You know, big supporter of the ranking system you have. You know, aside from the high school thing, I totally understand how you do it, and it's really amazing for high school. I, as a big college football fan, would love to see the college football rankings be used with your system. I don't know if you've ever gotten out there for the college football rankings to use yours, but I'm really curious to see, you know, how it would play out. And you know, if you know of any situation where, you know, maybe a higher entity besides high school would reach out to you in terms of providing the ranking system. And do you ever go on and kind of play around with current formulas for or current seasons of college football and kind of put together your own little ranking system for the college football playoff, perhaps?
Yeah, not this year I haven't, but I've definitely done that in the past. But to be honest, it's not, what I'm doing is no different than a lot of people do already with that, you know, like Sagarin and Massey and those kind of guys. But in fact, I don't know if you're familiar with Massey ratings, but he actually does both high school and college. And a lot of, you know, I'm obviously very proud of what I do, but I'm not naive enough to think that I have some magic formula that nobody else has. I mean, there's a basic process that all those guys, all of us use. And it's really just, like I said, kind of just, again, not a formula, but just a process where you're going through all the scores, sifting through everything and just comparing and trying to slot things in. This team beat them, so they're a little bit higher than them. And then how do we squeeze this team in? And just comparing scores and just kind of figuring out where everybody falls. And so in answer to your question, you'd be surprised if I did do that. I don't think I appreciate the kind words, but I don't think you'd see too much difference from what any of the other guys that are already doing it come up with. So
we're visiting with Ned Freeman from Cal Preps. Ned, one of the questions I had, you know, a lot of the teams from San Diego play teams from out of state or out of town. And I don't know, like, when we pick our playoff teams, you know, from the rankings and from what you're doing, how are those teams from out of town? Are they rated? Does that go into the San Diego, to the San Diego teams when they're trying to get picked for the playoffs and different seeds and that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's kind of the beauty of what we're doing for high school sports, because a lot of state associations, for example, will have their own system, their own, it is usually a formula, where, you know, they're often pretty simple, and I kind of chuckle a little bit at them, you know, like, we'll give you 3 points if you beat a large school and 2 points if you beat a medium-sized school, and it's very simplistic for the most part. But yeah, more than anything, what they struggle with is that out-of-section or out-of-state games, because they just don't know who those teams are, or if they did, you know, there would be no fair way to, you know, we've heard something about this really good team from out of state, but there's no sort of mathematical fair way to then throw that into your system. So it does, that is kind of the place where a lot of systems do break down, is if they can't go across state lines. So that's what I think is probably one of the best aspects of what we do, since we are collecting every score nationally. Mm-hmm. You know, when a San Diego team plays somebody from a different section or across the country or in Hawaii or anywhere, it doesn't matter, because we have all their scores and we know how that team's doing, and we know, and you know, there are, you'd be surprised, a lot of people think there's not enough interaction across state lines for you to really get a good gauge on how the different states, you know, compare to each other. But that may have been true, you know, 20, 30 years ago, but it's just not true now. There are so many games, and you don't need a direct, like, for instance, say a Rhode Island team is almost never going to play a California team or something. But if they did, you wouldn't, you'd be able to compare them, not because there's so many interactions between those two states, but, you know, you can go all the way across the country. We know how California compares with the Nevada schools, and then we know how Nevada and Arizona stack up, and they, you know, you can kind of work your way across there. There's, even if there isn't a lot of interaction in between two very remote states, very far from each other, there's enough interactions from all the states around those states that, you know, you can kind of put everyone's on one giant scale. So yeah, a game that a team plays out of state can be weighed just as accurately as all the games that are against the teams down the street from them. So it works out pretty well.
Ned, Brayden again, I got one last question for you. It's part of our podcast that we do, and of course, Coach and I talk about it a lot as well. It's you know, we kind of call it the Cal Prep spread, if you will, with your guys' right. predictions. And yeah. and you know, my dad's a high school football coach, and I've been part of the high school football scene, and it's kind of funny. I can print out your sheet and show the projections and compare it to the scores from that night, and it is really, really accurate. I know the disclaimer on there, of course, is not being able to accurately project, and it's just kind of a projection base. But can you briefly explain in layman's terms, you know, how you get there? I know it's something to do with the power rating, and based on a certain team's power rating compared to another is kind of the general idea you have for a score. Can you quickly just you know, go over the whole projections? Because I know a lot of people go, "What do you mean there's a spread on a high school game?" And I go, "Oh, it's scientific. It's Cal Prep says it is." Just quickly explain that for us.
Yeah, well, so there's two basic factors, because if you're going to project a score, you need to know, first of all, you know, how those two teams compare to each other, who's better and by roughly how much. And then, of course, you need to know what type of team are these, you know, these high scoring teams. Is it going to be a shootout, or is it a defensive struggle, or is one team really defensive but the other team strong offense? You know, so basically, there's just kind of two different ratings. I don't post them publicly, but in addition to the just general power ratings that show how good the teams are, that I also kind of behind the scenes have, I don't really have a name for it, but sort of an offensive / defensive rating. You know, is this team a, you know, maybe a plus 10, meaning that there are generally 10 points scored more than average in their games, if that makes any sense. Not necessarily that they're scoring them, that maybe they're giving up a lot, or, you know, so it's just, do their games tend to be high scoring or average or low scoring, or, and so basically there's those two numbers. So if you take, for example, a team's rated a 50 and another team's rated a 20 just on their power rating. So I'm expecting, you know, maybe a 30 point difference between the teams, and then also home field thrown in there for a couple points. But then, like I said, I would just basically take the average. So if the average, I don't know what it is this year, but in general, it's an average scoring high school game might be in the mid to high 40s. And then you're just kind of work from there. So you got your basic, the spread, how much a team should win by. And then you work in that sort of how high scoring should it be, a little bit above average or below average. You work in the defensive / offensive ratings of the teams. And then basically throw all that together and you come up with a projection of what should happen.
Ned Freeman at CalPreps.com, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Ned, last question. Really appreciate it. You've opened my eyes to a lot of things tonight. But I want to ask you, when you got this thing started, how much resistance did you initially get from high school coaches, high school administrators, to where you're at now, where everybody in the country is dialing up your website on a daily basis to check out what's on it?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I wish it was that simple. The resistance is still there, I got to tell you. And it's all on that one issue that we already discussed about the margin. That's the thing that I'm always pushed back on. And it's still happening today, I promise you. It's because nobody, and I understand it, by the way, I completely get where they're coming from, because they don't want calls from parents saying, hey, they're running the score up on my Johnny, I don't like it, you know. And again, I just think it's all misinformation, because if they could see what's actually going on, I'm not rewarding teams for winning 70-0. That's not what we're doing. I'm just rewarding them for either winning, again, I gave that example of 17-16 or, you know, 31-16. To me, those are two very different scores. One's saying you squeaked by, one's saying you kind of controlled things a little bit and, you know, asserted your dominance. So, yes, margin of victory is in there, but it's a cutoff. It's not the problem that the section and state administrators think it is. But so, answer to your question, the pushback's still there, but it's the acceptance is pretty strong. I mean, there's a lot of states across the country that are using the ratings for the playoffs, both for selection for who gets into the playoffs and for then seeding the teams once they're in. And it feels great. It's a pretty widely accepted product at this point.
Well, I can tell you got two fans, and Braden Soprenant and Coach John Quintero. We're big fans. We really appreciate you sharing some time with us tonight. We'll look forward to doing this down the road at some point.
Okay. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. This was great. I had fun.
You're welcome. Good job. There he is, Ned Freeman from CalPreps.com. Braden, you and I have been talking a lot about Ned, and all of a sudden, bingo, we got him on the show.
Yeah, it's great that we got him on the show. Like I said, I got that email from Ned, and he listens to our high school football podcast that I do with Chris. And when I saw that email come through, it was like, oh, the godfather of rankings in California just emailed me, and I was really honored that he was a big fan of ours and a big fan of our show and of course the podcast. And I am a huge supporter of his, and I talk about it on the podcast all the time. I think they do a really good job, and I've brought up the fact every single time that they've used the Cal Preps ratings for the open division, and they have accurately 100% projected the seedings every single time. I mean, you can't knock the way that they seed it. I mean, he's got the guys in the right spots, and if you look at the top 10 right now, according to Cal Preps, that is how basically I would have it, and it plays itself out. Again, my dad brings up the projections that he has on there, the spreads. If you print off that – we have that page in front of us right now. If we watch the PPR tomorrow night and we look at his sheet, he's going to have that score pretty much down between that and the actual game. There's some outliers
pretty
in there,
amazing,
here, but
really.
It's pretty amazing. And look, this is not something he came up with overnight. This is something that's developed over a long time.
He said he started working on these type of things when he was 10 years old. He's got 40 years of experience. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I think San Diego needs to go back to his rating system, because when we're using CalPreps, I think there was less argument involved of the seedings and where teams are. And, you know, I think he brings up a good point. I think he enlightened a lot of people potentially on the whole margin of victory argument and how they're not trying to get teams to run up the score. And I agree with him. I think it's some misinformed
information. Well, I think there is a margin of victory in that process at somewhere, but I think it cuts off and it's not like it's 70 points.
Yeah, exactly. And he flat out, he cleared that up with us, and he's got margin of victory in there because it does in fact matter. But after a certain point, he's not rewarding teams for just running up the score. And I know that's a big point of emphasis, and I know a lot of administrations are concerned about that sort of thing. But, you know, for the most part, you kind of need it in there, and it seems to work out.
Well, we've blown the clock completely out of the water because we wanted to have Ned Freeman and we didn't want to cut him off short. We're well past the top of the hour. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to get some reports from around the county from Drew Cowell and from Adam Paul. Take a look at some of the big playoff games tomorrow night. And then Braden and I will go from Division One to Division Five. Break it down, tell you what we think for a Friday night. Coach John Quintero, Braden Soprano to 11 o'clock right here on 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.